Wayward. Written by Sepia-Stained Sunset and read by K-Burb. This is a BatFam fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Tim Drake, Dick Grayson, and mentioned Jean-Paul Valley. This is part 3 of Bruce Wayne's Guide to Raising Chaotic Hellspawn. Step 1, give up.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song, everybody come hang, let's go out with some bang. I'm way too young to lie here forever, I'm way too old to try, so whatever, come hang.
Bold choice. A terrible, horrible one, but bold nonetheless. Okay. Plague or flood? Plague, you? Flood. Dick stops sweeping, resting against the broom to frown up at Tim. You'd really prefer a plague of biblical proportions? Tim grins. I think I'd emerge victorious. Uh-huh. He's trying to fight back a smile despite himself. How'd you manage to get all that grime on your shirt, boy wonder? What? Oh, come on. I just changed into these clothes 2 minutes ago. The chores are both a blessing and a curse. His entire body aches, screaming in protest as he sweeps and mops and dusts, and then repeats the entire cycle, night after night, day after day, only a few hours after he's hung up the cape and cowl. It's exhausting, keeping a city and a house from going under at the same time. Bruce, at least, had Alfred turning down sheets and frying eggs for breakfast. Living alone for so long had meant that he'd spent weeks living off of takeout while unpacked boxes collected dust around him. But that had been Nightwing. Doing it all himself isn't very conducive to being a good Batman. Well, not completely alone. Tim's surprisingly enthusiastic about spending his weekend polishing the floors of a house he doesn't live in. Enthusiastic, but not very effective. You've gotta wring the rags out more, he instructs, amused, annoyed, and fond all at once. The manor is shaping up as well as it can when all it gets is a few hours of attention a day. It feels like progress, knowing there's at least one thing he hasn't fucked up completely. I am wringing it out, comes the petulant response. And he probably should have anticipated the brattiness. The small price he'd paid to enlist a teenager to help with the domestic arts. But he'd take the mild obnoxiousness, if that's inextricable from the rest of it. If it's what it costs to have this, the shitty music that Tim insists on keeping at top volume for morale, and the stupid puns and corny jokes, and the unbearable heaviness in his lungs, his hands, becoming, well, more bearable. He hadn't realized, till now, till this, how much he'd missed his little brother. How lonely the manor could get if there wasn't awful pop music and a constant stream of chatter to keep him distracted. When do I get to man the radio? He asks, and Tim has to be doing this on purpose, rewinding the tape over and over again when he isn't looking. When you earn it. And the reply is accompanied by a smug smirk, all but a step away from having his tongue stuck out at him and blowing a raspberry. You're unbelievable, you know that. He tosses the nearest thing he can find, a dirty dish rag, and Tim bats it out of the way easily. Only, he's underestimated Dick. He's under the impression that that's the end of it, so he isn't prepared for the wet sponge that smacks him straight in the face. Ew! Tim screams. Dick, you got dirty water in my mouth, and it's Gotham tap. Dick, you got Gotham tap water in my mouth. Well, you're still yelling at me. No harm, no foul. The sponge glances off his shoulder, dropping to the floor with a wet squelch. The sleeve of his shirt is soaked and smells of dust, ammonia, and citronella. He glares at Tim. That was a declaration of war. Say your prayers and prepare to meet thy maker. An impish grin is all the warning he gets before a couch cushion is sailing his way, and Tim is bolting out of the room. Gotta catch me first. By the time the bat signal is lit up again, there's more soapy water in their hair and eyes than Dick had believed possible.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around, and the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now.
Neither of them move a muscle, each refusing to be the first to speak, the first to give up their advantage. The bulb wattage in the room is disturbingly low, but it adds to the effect as he paces back and forth. Tim twitches nervously under his glare. Good. At least he still had a healthy dose of respect for his older brother. You can't prove anything. Tim is defiant as he stands, uncaring that he's knocked over his chair. Damn it, Tim. Dick throws the packet of papers onto the table in front of them both. I know it was you. You can't prove anything, he repeats, sneering, and Dick is unimpressed.
Really, little brother, that's your play.
Oh, he raises an eyebrow, slowly sliding the sheets out of their covering. A manila folder and everything. He was nothing if not thorough. So if I look at the byline, I won't find the username AsBatsTruther in hexadecimal code? Is that what you're trying to say? He can see the exact moment Tim crumbles. Fuck you. His voice sounds tired, lacking all his previous anger. This was on you for pushing me this far. The tag says Dick Grayson is a bad brother, Tim. Because you are. You take that back. You should have never touched that can of Zesty. He stops, stunned. The room is startlingly quiet, unnatural after being rattled by their screams. That's what this comes back to, he asks, voice soft and jagged. All of this, because of, what, stupid energy drink? You had no right. Tim is quivering, eyes brimming with manic fury. You had no right to drink that last can. And Zesty is not stupid. What do you want from me? An apology. Another can. Is that what you want? Huh? Will that be enough? Nothing will be enough. He crosses his arms. This is a betrayal I can't forgive. Azrael tried to choke you to death. Everyone goes through a phase, Richard. That settles it, Timothy. Only one way to fix this. He has the element of surprise on his side, pouncing elegantly and tackling Tim to the floor. Dick wrestles him in a relaxed chokehold, ignoring Tim's attempts to scratch him into releasing him. It's like trying to hold on to a feral cat, and he has a feeling the scratches won't scab over easy. Say uncle, Timmy, he grits out, holding fast despite the alarming amount of times an elbow is dug into his sides. Come on, give up. Only if you swear never to touch my snacks again. For the last time. I didn't realize you were saving that liquid shoe polish for later. Swear it. He's thankful that he gets to release Tim, rubbing at his forearms forlornly. No wonder Selena's always trying to sway you over to her side, boy basket case. Jeez, look at these scratches. I feel like I just got in a fight with a lawnmower. He hears a muttered, you deserve all that and more. Timmers, unless you want your friend Ives to receive a copy of Azrael is the Superior Big Brother with the tag, Tim Drake gets a hug and also snacks, might I add, you'll play this smart and give it up. Tim's eyes widen in fear. You wouldn't dare. He bares his teeth, more a threat than a grin, adopting a falsetto as he reads aloud. And then Jean-Paul Valley was so happy with his haircut that he gave Tim's the keys to the Batmobile. I'm going to kill you, Tim snarls and tackles him to the ground, trying to wrest the papers away from him. Give that back. Azrael was always nice to Tim. never sidelining him from fights, never using the bat growl on him and telling him to stay put, and justifying, "Ouch, Tim, don't bite me," and justifying it by saying it was for his own. Timothy, stop trying to strangle me when I'm appreciating your literary endeavors. The younger boy is fuming when Dick shoves him off. I'm going to kill you. I'm so going to kill you. He can't resist the opportunity, not when it's right there for the taking. Low-hanging fruit, but it came with the gig to be a total pain in the ass whenever he could. With a serene smile, he asks, "Oh, is that what the sequel's about?" He can admit he fully deserves the tackle he receives. The end.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my best, we'll begin with a one or a two. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Metronome. Man, I'm up to something.